suppose a man had a fishing rod and he liked his fishing rod a real lot and his son broke it. You might say the man got awfully
mad.
Uh-huh.
Awfully mad because he broke it.
That's real good, thank you. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. At night, you'd say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at the school sent the little boy home because he... What, at school?
At school.
That's it.
At school.
Cause what?
Well, he's at school.
Uh-huh. But he went to the nurse. The little boy went to the nurse and he said, I don't feel so good. So the nurse sent him home because he...
Sick.
Uh-huh. Would you say because he took sick or because he was sick?
So he took sick.
If a person has a sick feeling here, right down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In my stomach. I feel sick in my stomach.
You don't now, do you?
No.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
What you call them?
Uh-huh.
It is a real talker.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a party called a shivery or serenade?
No, never even knew of it.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, you better behave or that.
Yeah, behave because... We'll see you.
They'll say, what'll get you?
The devil get you.
Okay. Did you ever hear of Boogerman? Boogeyman?
Yeah, I hear tell of Boogerman. That's the devil, the Boogerman. The Boogerman, the devil, all the same. You see, Boogerman got to get you, that's what they mean, the same thing.
As the devil?
Yes, sir.
If you had to get up in the morning and it was December 25th, what would you say to your friend?
It's a good morning.
Uh-huh. Suppose it's December 25th. What's the greeting for that day?
25th is
Merry
Christmas.
And how about anything else? Would you say Christmas?
Yeah. The greeting.
Uh-huh. Pardon?
Yeah, Christmas is greeting.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say anything? Like Christmas gift or Christmas treat?
Yes, sir.
Which one would you say?
I think, Christmas, Christmas greeting.
Okay. If I have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, I might say, I'm sure glad I don't have to...
Told it.
Very far. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? You might say it could put its four legs and its head and everything inside that shell.
It's a turtle.
And what if it lived on the land?
Water.
That turtle lives in the water.
More or less.
And suppose it lived on the land.
That's right. It stayed in the water.